standing at the starting point for the traditional Lincoln County Fair Parade, and someone who never misses it, United States Senator John Brasso. Senator Brasso, welcome to Star Valley. Welcome to Lincoln County.
It is always great. Stopped at the Red Baron, had some fries with a dipping sauce, a root beer float. It's like being home. I love it.
I like your traditions. You are involved in some heavy legislation for chairing the natural resources. Let's talk about that first, and then some significant legislation you're working on with a Texas representative. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, here in Wyoming, we have incredible respect for the environment. We always have. And we know how to produce American energy in good, good ways. And we're under attack by the federal government, who wants to keep it in the ground. My focus is affordable energy. Available energy, reliable energy. And this administration, the president just told the EPA, his Environmental Protection Agency, which has become weaponized and woke, if you will, that he said cost didn't matter. He wanted to prioritize climate over availability, affordability, and reliability. And that's taken a direct hit on Wyoming, on our resources, and in our nation's security. And to me, it all comes together. We need American energy production so we're not dependent on any foreign countries. This president has taken us from being energy independent, now we're energy dependent on many times our enemies.
Very good. Your thoughts about serving or working with this Texas representative, what you want to get accomplished there?
Well, I mean, we're doing a number of things, whether it's the border where we need border security, whether it's energy regulations and making it easier to produce American energy. You know, to me, in Wyoming, we are the energy breadbasket of America. We have it all. We have the coal, the oil, the gas. We have world-class uranium resources here. We have precious metals that are needed. We need it all. And the administration is making it harder. So I'm working with legislators from across the country on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans in the House, to try to do some permitting reforms to make it easier to produce America and then to move it. You know, if you can't get a pipeline built, you can't get a mining permit, it's slowing down our economy. It's hurting our country.
We're moving up close to an election. How crucial is it Republicans take back over the presidency?
But the most critical, the presidency, and the Senate is a close second as well. Yeah, we have 49 Republicans in the Senate. We need to get to 51. What we've seen is a president who really is trying to take us in the wrong direction. The American people see it. Massive government spending led to the kind of inflation that we've had. The attacks on American energy make it harder for all of us. He's basically tried to open the borders and has succeeded in that. And, you know, we still have dealing with China in ways that I'm very worried about what's happening there in the future. I mean, those guys are on a mission. And you see, John Kerry sent by the president to go to China to talk about climate. You know, President Xi said in China, oh, yeah, I'm concerned about climate. We'll do it on our time scale. Yeah, that means after they have defeated the United States by using affordable energy while we're using expensive energy. The Senate, the reason I say it's so close is that this is a president who has put into place in all branches of government very radical individuals. And you say, well, how radical can they be? Rather than go through each one of them individually, let me say that the vice president has now tied with John J. Calhoun, who was a vice president for 8 years, in the number of ties that she has had to cast a vote to break the tie. 31. Well, Calhoun was a vice president for 8 years. She's only been there 2 years, which says not just as every Republican voted against these, and we've had at least one Democrat, often Joe Manchin, vote against these radical nominees that this administration has put in place, who are zealots. And whether it's on climate, it's on energy, on the border, on crime, on defunding the police, these folks are taking this country in a direction opposite of where we need to go. I was just talking with Jerry. We're going to be in the parade in a couple of minutes, and former county commissioner here. I said, the thing that strikes me is, I mean, so I have a great concern with our national debt. I mean, I see our country in a position where we're like on a life raft and we're heading down the river and it's going faster and heading toward a cliff. We're going to go over the waterfall. And to me, that waterfall is the debt. And when I talk to some of these liberal Democrats, they see a waterfall coming. They think it's the climate instead of the debt. So it's like, what are they thinking? We have a prayer breakfast that I go to regularly, and we read from scripture and sing a hymn, and it's bipartisan. We had one where one of the Democrats was there, and he was talking about He had gone back to a shelter, a homeless shelter, where he had worked when he was in law school. He's very liberal. And he said, but the good news is now they have a place to plug in their cell phones. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe they can apply for a job. And he says, oh, so they can apply for benefits. People ought to be applying for jobs, not benefits. But that is a mindset that is not a Wyoming mindset. It's not an independent, resilient, self-reliant, the America that we know and love here. That's a whole different view. And that's why you started by asking about the elections. That's why these elections are so critical. And we make sure that we pick up the Senate, get the presidency, all in ways to get the country back on track. Because the American people think the country is not on the right track. 3 out of 4 Americans say we're heading in the wrong direction.
A word about your wonderful wife, Bobby, her health challenges. Bring us up to date, if you might, please.
She wishes she were here today. Just really wishes she were here today. Bobby loves this parade, loves the community, and we always stop at the Red Baron. She is heroically fighting a battle against brain cancer. No pain. We feel the prayers. She said, I miss my parents and I know they're in heaven. She said, I know I'm going to heaven. And she looked at me. She said, I hope you make it today to make it there someday soon too. So not soon, but make it there as well. And she's just amazing. Grew up in Thermopolis, University of Wyoming, homecoming queen there. Worked for Craig Thomas, and I've been so blessed to be married to her. And it's the love of my life, and we're just every day is a precious that we get to spend together.
Wonderful ending. Thank you, United States Senator John Barrasso at the Lincoln County Fair Parade.